Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to real estate, are you confused about what you hear in the media and what is actually happening in the market where you live? The Berry Home Team can sort it all out for you. Whether you were buying, selling, moving up, downsizing, or investing, Rick and Stacy Berry of the Berry Home Team with Keller Williams will walk you through every step of the process. Give them a call, set up a time to talk about your goals, and this multi-million dollar club team will provide the most recent data you need to make it happen for you. That's Rick and Stacy Berry. Give them a call, 901-481-6420.
Barry. Hashtag not committed.
Hey, welcome into another edition of Not Committed. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Contrary to the title of this here show, we are committed to bringing you all of the latest news and notes from Ole Miss recruiting. And look, the buzz around Ole Miss athletics right now is all about the 23rd head coach for the Ole Miss basketball program, Chris Beard. Hired, as we record this on a Friday, he was hired earlier this week on Monday, officially announced Tuesday, and then he hit the ground running, getting on the recruiting trail, trying to get some guys to reaffirm, and he was successful with two, and then he's been on the road recruiting high school and in the portal. And who better to have on the show to talk about basketball recruiting, none other than On3 national recruiting analyst Jamie Shaw. Jamie, appreciate the time, man. How are you doing?
Zach, man, I'm good. I appreciate you you having me on. It's it's a time there for Ole Miss fans, so I'm sure there's a lot of buzz going around.
For sure. And look, probably the only person that's on the road more than Chris Beard is you, as you are gracious with your time right now. You are en route somewhere to continue covering recruiting for On3. So let's start here. We've talked about it on our shows. We think he's probably has a legitimate case to be listed in among the top five college basketball coaches currently right now. Definitely top 10, but he not only, has a reputation as a program builder, which is all encompassing when it comes to, how his teams play in recruiting, but he's a tenacious recruiter, and he's someone that was able to sell the Texas Tech program to some high profile guys, had some lottery picks there, and then just picked up where he left off when he got to Texas and got a ton of super talented guys. But just overall, from what you've seen from him as a recruiter and who you've seen him land, what is the type of player that and now it's going to be different, because Texas is a different program than Ole Miss, but what can Ole Miss fans expect to get out of Chris Beard on the recruiting trail? What types of players he likes to recruit?
I think Chris Beard likes looking at his teams, even going back to the Arkansas Little Rock team that he went on the NCAA tournament run with, and going to Texas Tech, and then even at Texas. I think he likes athletic, lengthy, switchable guys that are tough and gritty. I think you'll see a lot of that combination of players, guys that can play multiple positions, be it, center forward, 4-3, 2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, guys that can play multiple and guard multiple positions, that have good length, that are very tough-minded, maybe even preferring toughness over skill, even though he wants skill. But really, the toughness and switchability, length and athleticism are kind of staples for being able to get him. Guys that play with a chip on their shoulder, guys that are chipping on the shoulder, maybe a little bit, you know, have a story behind them, a little under-recruited possibly, or a little, you know, that have a chip there that want to compete and win and go at it. I think that's been a staple kind of over these last 5, 6, 7 years of Chris Beard's teams.
He made a joke during his introductory press conference. He was talking about former players, and he made a crack about how he said one of the best players he had in the Little Rock system. I can't remember the guy's name, but then he made a crack about another guy, and he said, "Well, I said him instead of you because you didn't play defense." And that's kind of, you know, been his mantra as a head coach. Like, you have to defend if you want to play for him, 1 through 5. And you alluded to it there with, you know, he wants guys on the floor that are capable of switching and defending everything. And, you know, Ole Miss and Kermit Davis, another guy that emphasized defense. But Chris Beard does, in my opinion, a nice job of the marriage of defense, but also they score. And it's an exciting brand of basketball to play. How do you think he does that? Because it's 2023. Kids want to score points. They want to, you know, they want to get out and run. They want to get out and transition and dunk and shoot threes and stuff like that. How do you think he has successfully married those two things where we're going to score a lot, but we're also going to defend our ass off?
Well, if you look at it, the scoring part kind of is new to his teams this year. Prior to this year, the scoring was, he didn't really have a lot of freedom in his offensive flow. You know, very, very dictative as to, you know, you go to this spot and you make this read or you take this shot and do all that stuff. This year, this season, when Texas reached all the way up to number 2 in the polls and everything, he gave his teams a whole lot more offensive flow and allowed Tyrese Hunter and Marcus Carr and Serge Ibaka, but having 4 guys on the floor who can create. If you look at that this year, full with a rim running kind of tough guy, big, and then you have the 3 guards all out there. All 4 of those guys can create opportunity, create shots, can create, like I said, opportunities for those as well. And being able to spread it out free flow that way. So, kind of with that being said, the offensive output is a new thing this year that he's kind of implemented, kind of had to that Texas team that kind of took him over the top from being a, you know, top 15 type team up to being the number 2 team in the country mid-season. So, yeah, again, it comes from the versatility. It comes from having multiple guys on the floor who are able to attack and create opportunities.
I know it's something that people are clamoring for. And look, Ole Miss recruited well under Kermit Davis. It just didn't translate into wins on the basketball floor. But, you know, he recruited some guys that he developed into NBA players. But then at Texas, it really took off. He signed 5 stars, Dylan Mitchell, Artario Morris, and then a couple more blue chip guys from the portal. And then Rowan Brumbaugh as well signed on to play for him. But I know it's probably not going to be as instantaneous as people would like it to be. But for him taking this job, I think there was some level of, you know, all coaches think they can get it done. There's no question there. They have the confidence, the swagger, they have the drive. But I think in order for him to take this job, now I know you're going to say, well, he may not have had that many options because of what happened in his dismissal at Texas, but I think there's some belief that he can get it done at Ole Miss. How quickly do you think he can recruit at an elite level at Ole Miss?
Looking even around the landscape, even the SEC, look at what Dennis Gates did, kind of revamping an entire roster. I think he had, 2 players maybe that were in the rotation last year come back, and then he revamped everything else with JUCO. I think he got the rest transfers. And they're in the second round of NCAA tournament now. So I think the day and age of the transfer portal, I think the day and age of JUCO recruiting, and then even, you know, getting some high school kids, I think you can turn around the roster pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And have success. I don't see why it's out of the question for possibly Chris Beard to have something similar to what Dennis Gates did this year. I don't know why that would be out of the question. Now we'll see how the conversations go when he's in the living room, selling himself. Sure. But I think that the recruiting aspect of things with how the transfer portal is, we're already at almost 600 kids and it's only been open for a week for underclassmen. And, you know, a lot of teams are still playing. So I think a year turnaround or anything like that, but I think year one of what he's got, I don't see why a team couldn't have a successful lineup.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters for the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double Decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, and, you know, I took a look at him as a recruiter and his track record, and you mentioned kind of how he really flipped that roster over at Texas. I mean, he did sign some elite high school guys, but yeah, I mean, it was an influx of transfers. I mean, you already talked about Tyrese Hunter from Iowa State, but then it was a mix. You know, you had Timmy Allen, Devin Askew, Marcus Carr, Dylan Disu, and Trey Mitchell to really kind of flip that whole roster. And I think that's why they were so good so quickly. And then now you see Rodney Terry taking over and, dominant win yesterday. And, you know, they look poised to make a deep run here. But, I think that's what makes a good recruiter at this point in 2023 is you have to be able to do both, especially at a place like Ole Miss where, you know, most Ole Miss fans would admit, like, you're not going to go out and get 2 5 stars every single recruiting class. I mean, everybody wants them and it's hard, but if anybody can do it, it's Chris Beard. But I think also the ability for him to get portal guys, and we've already seen that, since he got the job this week, he's reached out to, Vanderbilt's Miles Stutt, Butler's Jaden Taylor, BJ Mack from Wofford. I mean, he's Robert Jennings from Texas Tech. I mean, he's trying to, it looks like, do that same, you know, strategy here. And then as far as the returning talent at Ole Miss, I did want to ask, I know there's been a couple guys in the signing class, Rashad Marshall and Jordan Burks, who have reaffirmed and they are staying. Jacob Gazzo hasn't really said much, but for now he's still signed on. But as far as the current roster at Ole Miss, and I'm going to ask you, you know, to, you know, look at your crystal ball here, how many of those guys do you anticipate staying? And then, you know, which ones do you think fit what he likes to do? I know TJ Caldwell has already said he's staying. And I actually think TJ fits what Chris Beard wants to do. He's an athletic, long guard that can really get after you on defense with that athleticism. And he has no issues playing defense. So, but I don't know how much Ole Miss you watch this year, but which guys on that roster do you think have a good chance of sticking around?
Well, I think if you look at the roster and you're a new coach, you kind of want to have as much continuity with the talent as possible. So the guys who played, the guys who performed that were in the rotation and stuff, I think you want to have as much continuity as kind of possible. At Texas, as you mentioned, he brought in a number of transfers and new players and all that type of stuff while keeping a couple of the returners of the rotation guys in place. I think there's going to be a roster overhaul. As for inside information as to who and what, I'm not entirely sure as to who that'll be. I don't even know if Chris Beard necessarily knows yet what the previous players can do. You know, I don't think they played Ole Miss, so he probably didn't have the scout. I don't know if he's jumped into the film of the players to even know necessarily what the roster looks like to be able to even have exit interviews or player interviews and all that type of stuff. Without a doubt, there's going to be some players that leave. There's going to be some players that stay. There's going to be players that he's already familiar with. Maybe he recruited them previously and all that type of stuff as well. And there's going to be players that want to move on to greener pastures, that want to jump into the portal and see what else is out there.
As far as the Ole Miss job in itself in that, where they are in the tiers of SEC basketball, I mean, and the SEC right now is probably arguably up there. And you can make a case for being the top conference in college basketball right now, up there with the Big 12, Big 10, ACC a little down this year with some of the normal powers having some down years, with North Carolina not being what they normally are. But I mean, the SEC, I mean, it's as competitive as any conference now. You've got multiple schools that are 100% invested in basketball now. I mean, a football school like Alabama is the number one overall seed. Auburn is back in the tournament and doing what they do. You know, Mississippi State made the tournament this year before an early exit. But the interest and the investment is there. How quickly do you think Chris Beard can turn things around at Ole Miss and get people, you know, not only excited about basketball again, but get people in the building and compete at a high level?
I mean, he has a track record of doing it instantaneously almost. I mean, you look at the programs that he's taken over, you know, obviously Texas is a different beast, but you look at Texas Tech, you know, he took them to a national championship game. You look at Arkansas Little Rock, and look at what these programs did before him and after him. You know, Texas Tech obviously was down this year. Arkansas Little Rock hadn't had the tournament success that they had since him, and that was in year one. With the age of the portal, obviously you're gonna have to look and see. Again, it's all gonna come down to how these conversations go in the living rooms and how he's able to sell himself. But his track record is quick turnarounds and success with his previous stops.
As far as, I guess, going back to like his style of play, and the defense first mentality, and then we saw the resurgence of the offensive output with the Texas teams that he had this year. Do you think, as far as you mentioned, he has a knack for quickly turning programs around. And, you know, now Texas Tech is probably one of the top invested college basketball programs around now because of what he did. And, you know, he was, what, 20 seconds away from a national title in 2019. And then, you know, he's never lost a first round game tournament, which I think is a remarkable stat. He's 5-0 and then 11-5 overall in tournaments. But I know the question that Ole Miss fans, you know, wish that they had the answer to, because it was a worry with a guy like Lane Kiffin when he was hired for football. You know, best case, worst case, let's say Chris Beard turns things around quickly. Ole Miss makes the tournament next year. I mean, just instantly, you know, maybe they win 20, 21 games, they make the tournament. And, you know, how long do you think somebody like Chris Beard hangs around at Ole Miss? Now, I know there are a ton of factors that go into this type of loaded question, but, you know, like how quickly before somebody else comes calling to try to get him to a school like, say, North Carolina or, you know, Miami or, you know, insert big name blue blood here. How long do you think he could possibly stick around in the SEC?
Well, that again, like you said, that's a tough question. The reason being is all it takes is one. You know, all it takes is one school to like him and covet him and opportunity to open. You know, there has to be kind of a perfect storm of opportunity and success to happen. A job has to be open for him to be able to take it, et cetera, et cetera. He has to be in the string of a successful reign. Obviously, there's going to be the vetting process and all that to go through with him. So with all of that being said, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows how long he'll stay? I mean, you look at some of the coaches like Mark Few. Mark Few was in Gonzaga. And he turned that into a new blood program.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how desirable that job was necessarily before he took it.
Right.
Now it's a coveted opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a ton of factors that go into it. That'll go into Chris Beard and his how long he stays in Oxford.
Any names that Ole Miss fans need to know, or are you willing to take it a step further, maybe make a prediction on maybe a big name that Ole Miss is in on for, you know, either the portal or 2024?
Well, going to 2023, I think that looking at the two players that he from Kermit that he was able to retain in Burks and Rashad, I think there should be a lot of excitement. I know we talked about him previously on your podcast, but Burks is a very intriguing player at 6'8", 6'9", that has wing skills, can shoot and handle it. I think he led the overtime elite league in scoring this year, or he was at one point. I haven't looked at it lately, but he was at one point in the season. Rashad Marshall is kind of a throwback, bruising big man at 6'8", that can score around the basket, he plays up a little bit, just plays with a toughness and a bruising factor to it. So there should be excitement surrounding those two players. You know, I guess the first two commitments, if you want to call a commitments of the Beard tenure, to be able to get those guys to stay around and be part of the program, should be considered wins moving forward.
Safe travels, and we'll talk again soon, man. Appreciate it.
Zach, I want to jump in on something too. Hey, guys that are listening and everything too. Y'all are very fortunate to have this Owen Spirit, especially Zach on the basketball side of things. So, you know, make sure that you stay tuned and stay in. He's very hardworking and very there's not a week that goes by that Zach and I aren't talking about players and all that type of stuff. He's very invested also in the non-football sports, which I know for some people is huge. So, you know, stay around, stay in tune with Owen Spirit and let everybody else know about what they have going on over there.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Yeah, you and Joe Tipton help us out a ton. So we're lucky to have y'all as well, because
we great job covering the beat, man. You make our job easier. So you do a great job covering it. So I just want to let everybody know that it's not just forward facing; it's behind the scenes too. You put in the work.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. And yeah, since we can't be everywhere. That's where you and Joe come in, because you guys are everywhere. But yeah, that's going to do it. Appreciate Jamie. Appreciate you, the listeners tuning in. And of course, thank you to the sponsors that make it possible. And everybody have a great weekend. And we'll be back next week. Until then, we out.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.